Yesterday, we began the sugya of Geul Tefillah, that we have to be Somech Geul Tefillah, that the Brach of Gol Yisrael should have immediately followed with Tefillah. So today, let's spend a little time focusing on some of the issues, the source for this halacha, the reason for Smichus Geul Tefillah, and how to define it, when it applies, and it applies to Tefillas Arvis. We had a machlokas yesterday, which is on Daf Dalet of the Beis, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about whether or not Smichus Geul Tefillah applies to Arvis. We're going to even have a question as to whether Smichus Geul Tefillah applies on Shabbos. So we know one thing, we know, that's clear, that Kriyat Shema uBirchosel have to come right before Shmona Esrei, and the Shmona Esrei should not be recited before Kriyat Shema. And we know that there should be no hefsek between the Brach of Gal Yisrael and the start of Shmona Esrei. The Gemara itself we did yesterday. Oh, you were you here, Jerry? So you are. Okay, so take a look on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. If you press me, I'll have to go through the Gemara again. Okay. So now, we have a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Milchus Tefillah, Kshu Chosem Gal Yisrael Miyad Ya'amod, as soon as he completes the Brach of Gal Yisrael, he should immediately stand for the Amida, Kedei Sheyisma Gula Tefillah. And the source for this is going to be on Daf Tes Amid Beis. So if you want to open up to Daf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara there speaks about, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Reuven, you mentioned this Gemara yesterday, and that is Vatikin. So you'll find on Daf Tes Amid Beis that Vatikin Hayu Gomrim Osa Im HaNeitzachama. They would conclude the last bracha of Kriyat Shema in the morning, synchronize it with HaNeitzachama. And why? Kedei sheyismoch geul l'tefillah. In other words, he wants his tefillah to be immediately at HaNeitzachama, and the Gemara is going to derive that from a pasuk. And therefore, in order to make sure that Gal Yisrael is conjoined with his tefillah, which is going to be at HaNeitz, so he should make sure that he completes the bracha of Gal Yisrael by Neitz, so that at that moment, he immediately will stand up for the Amida. And at that point, if he stands up for the Amida, immediately at HaNeitz, after having recited Gal Yisrael, he will fulfill the mitzvah of Smichus Geul Tefillah. So what is the reasoning for Smichus Geul Tefillah? So let's begin with the Yerushalmi. I'm quoting here a sefer here called Otzer Iyunim, and he quotes the Yerushalmi. Reuven, you have a copy of it? You're the shortened version. I see. All right. So that's when you get a good deal, sometimes you pay the price. In any event, so the Yerushalmi says the following: Omar Avi Ami, Kol Mishaino Tochef Geulat Fil Lamau Dome. If he doesn't recite his Shmona Esrei immediately after Geula, he can compare to be Ovo Shel Melech. He's a beloved, loyal friend of the king. Sheba v'hirtik al pischo shel melech. He comes and he bangs on the door of the melech. He's a good buddy. And yotza, and the king comes out. Leida, he wants to know ma'u mevakish, what he's asking for. Umatza shehifli. And he flew the coop. The king is obviously insulted here. You summoned me and now you're not there. So if you open up to Rashi on Daf Dalet Amid Beis for a moment, and you'll see Divra Maskil Zeh. If you can tell me how to find that Rashi, I would be beholden to you. So Rashi quotes this Yerushalmi. Yeah,
Eleven lines down.
So Rashi says, quoting this Yerushalmi, El Yehi Adam Mekarev LaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does he come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Miratzeu b'tishbachos v'kilusim shel yitzias Mitzrayim. He praises God with all sorts of tishbachos on the fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim. V'umiskarev elov, he gets very close to Hashem. U'ba'odo karev elov, yesh l'tva'at tzrachov. Now he's ready for his tefillah. So it means that you begin with Shevach and Kilus, and after Shevach and Kilus, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, ending with Gol Yisrael, then you're close to HaKadosh Baruch, you're close to the king, and that's the right moment. The king comes out and he says, what can I do for you? And you present all your bakoshas. The Gemara tells us that as a reward for Smichus Gula Tefillah, Rabbi Yossi Ben Eliakim, who was a representative of the holy Kehila Kedosh of Yerushalayim, wrote Eino Niza Kol Hayom Kula, that Smichus Gula Tefillah is somehow a skula that God will protect him during the course of the entire day. And Rabbi Yochanan says that Ezu Ben Olam Abbas Asomek Ulot Shal Arvis Litfil Shal Arvis. That's on Daf Dalet Amud Bet. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's guaranteed a place in the world to come, and that's even for just Smichus Gula Tefillah of Arvis, which itself is a gigantic controversy that we discussed yesterday. So the great Mila of Smichus Gula Tefillah is indicated over and over again by Chazal, the great reward that will be bestowed upon someone who's Somek Gula Tefillah. And this applies Kasha Tetzarev Mila Nosefes Im HaSmichus. He says that you have the possibility of reaching the apex, the ideal, by combining two great kiyumim. One is called Vatikin, and the other is called Smichus Gula Tefillah. So if you recite Birchas Kriyat Shema Lachreo in the morning, and you complete Gal Yisrael at Hanetz, and then you immediately stand up in Shmon Esrei, then you have a double kiyum over here. You are Mekayim, both Smichus Gula Tefillah and Vatikin. But let's say you would read Kriyat Shema at a different period of time, even though you were Somech Gula Tefillah, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah B'Shleimus completely because you didn't have the additional kiyum of Vatikin, of Yeruchem Shemesh to Davin at Hanetz. So you left out the mitzvah of Hanetz. And the Beis Yosef, when he codifies the halacha of Smichus Gula Tefillah, he writes, Afal pisha ikar mitzvah hi shekore kriyat shma somech la'hanetz v'somech la'tefillah miyad. But nevertheless, mikol makom gam kshekore kriyat shma achre hanetz mitzvah lismok gula tefillah v'osel la'hafzik b'nehem. So that, according to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the kiyum of Smichus Gula Tefillah can be obtained even without nates, but that's not the perfect way of doing. How many people here, by the way, are try to be makbid for nates? Anybody? Nobody? Alright, because if you dominate on nates, which today it's even more challenging, because today it's a little challenging. On nates is getting closer to 7 o'clock. It's a quarter to seven, I think, 6:45. And those who have to get to work at an earlier hour, sometimes Hanetz is too early, but now it's paradoxically, it's a little too late. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah always gives us a little bit more insight, and here he says that why is Smichus Gula Tefillah so great, and why is the schar, the reward, so great? And he answers with two answers. His first answer is that the purpose of Gulas Mitzrayim is that we should become Avodim, as the Pasuk says at the end of Sefer Yikra, Ki Avodim Heim Asher Hotzeisi Osam Meretz Mitzrayim, that as a result of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we became Avdei Hashem, and therefore as soon as he says Gal Yisrael, he wants to declare, now that God has taken me out of the state of Avdus, I'm ready immediately to accept upon myself the stature of an Eved Hashem. So therefore he stands up in Tefillah, and Tefillah represents the Eved Hashem. Shumazkir Yitzis Mitzrayim Umiyad Mispalel Mare. He indicates Shekmosha Eved Shekona Oso Rabo Chayev Lasos Mitzis Rabo. Once a master acquires ownership over an Eved, the Eved wants to demonstrate that he's ready and he's prepared to be an Eved and to fulfill every will of his Adon. So too, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kishemakir Tova V'la Ge'ula, and he recognizes and acknowledges the great gift of Ge'ula, and now he became an Eved Hashem. He wants to demonstrate his Avdus as Hashem, And what he does is he fulfills the very first mitzvah that he could fulfill after Kriyat Shema, and that's tefillah. And he bows in a humble submission as an Eved. That's the first approach of Rabbeinu Yonah. The second approach of Rabbeinu Yonah is that the concept of Geula is the concept of Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Jewish people were afraid of going out of Mitzrayim, and God promised them, I will protect you. They get to Yamsuf a week later, and they're afraid of the Mitzrayim who are hot pursuit. Hashem says, I will protect you. So all of Geula is a personification of this Midah of Bitochen. Now that you've expressed, Gal Yisrael, I rely on Hashem, who's the Redeemer of Israel, now you want to show that God will grant you your wishes, meaning that you have Bitochen Hashem, that if you pray to Him and petition Him, He will grant you your petitions. Because if you have no reliance on Hashem, why would you bother even asking Him and requesting Him? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kevin Shemazkir, Achshav Osa Geula Shebatchu Avoseinu B'Hashem, V'Hashem Yitzilam, Umispalo Miyad, immediately davens, Nimtza, Shegam Hubo Teachbo, that by davening after reciting Gal Yisrael, he also reiterates this kind of reliance on Hashem, Sheyana Osa, that God will respond to his prayers, just as God responded to the prayers of Israel and took them out of Mitzrayim. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
We say, Avoda Zutfila. So today, Avoda Zutfila.
Right.
So today we have Tfila. So we're talking about Bisamech Gula Litfila. I understood. In the olden days, when there were Karbonis, was there such a concept as Samech Gula Litfila?
Well, it works like this. Although it's true that the original Avoda was the Karbon, but that was for the select few individuals who would bring a Karbon. So that if you were Chayav of a Karbon Chatas, for example, Karbon Osher, whatever it was, be, you would bring your Karbon. What we're talking about is the Avoda that is common and uniform to all of Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael now is like a Kohen who's doing the Avoda when he recites his Tefillah. And now we have a new chiyuv, says Rabbeinu Yonah, of tefillah. Now, what is the nature of this new chiyuv of tefillah? He has two possibilities. One possibility is to declare yourself as an eved, and therefore, if you're declaring yourself as an eved, you're totally reliant on the Adon and totally committed to fulfill the Adon's will. That's what tefillah is about. And his second approach is that in Hilchas Tefillah, you have underlying yisod is bitachon. And now that you've expressed your bitachon in Gal Yisrael, now show us your bitachon, that you rely on God who would respond to your prayers.
Does one fulfill does one fulfill one's heirs of Yitzchak Mitzrayim?
I would say the following, that Zechiras Mitzis Mitzrayim is part of Kriyat Shema. We're going to have also at the end of the first parak. But it has nothing to do with the Brach of Gal Yisrael that we're focusing on. Meaning that within the framework of Kriyat Shema, the Chazal organized it so that the third chapter of Kriyat Shema would be a kiyum of Zechiras Mitzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, Ani Hashem Elokeich Masha Hotzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And that's halach in Kriyat Shema. We're not studying Kriyat Shema now. We're studying the brach of Geula of Gal Yisrael.
So Geula is different than
Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Geula is to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Tishbachos V'Kilusim. And the greatest Tishbachos and Kilusim that we can give is by recognizing that God redeemed us from Mitzrayim. Okay. Now we get to the following question. What happens if a person davens arvis? First of all, is he chayav in smichus gula tefillah, and that's Rabbi Yochanan? And secondly, what happens if he davens ma'ariv early? Now, if you daven ma'ariv early, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel, Adam Rashoy Lispal Arvis Miba'od Yom, so it's not yet dark, so he could be mekayim that mitzvah of arvis in Hilchas Tefillah, and the Rambam pins that on the fact that Tefillas Arvis Rishus, and Lefisha Tefillas Arvis Rishus, Ein Medaktikim Bizmano. Says the Rambam, Ubilvad sheyikra kriyat shma bizmano achar tseis hakochavim. So it's really interesting now, because he's davening Ma'ariv and he fulfills his mitzvah of Ma'ariv as a tefillas arvis rishus mibodyon, but kriyat shma requires tseis hakochavim. So he's going to have to recite kriyat shma later. And if he recites kriyat shma later, if the idea is to go from kriyat shma and its brachos into tefillah, he's already davened before. So the Ravid points out in his hasagos, eino roy lasos ken dehalot tsarich lismach geula tefillah. If he davens early, since kriyat shma requires, by the Rambam's own admission, seis hakochav, he's in effect forfeited the kiyum of smichus geula tefillah, and that we don't want to do. Now the Ravid is assuming that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan here on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that even in Arvis there's halacha of smichus geula tefillah. Now, let's ask the following question: although he will recite kriyat shma after tseis hakochavim, he's already davened ma'ariv mibod yom, where does he recite birchas kriyat shma? Does he attach birchas kriyat shma culminating in Gol Yisrael to ma'ariv, which he did mibod yom? Or does he attach birchas kriyat shma to the second kriyat shma, which he recites after tseis hakochavim? So the Mefarshei Rambam, they don't understand the Ravid's point. Rambam is not advocating that he forfeits smichus geula tefillah. On the contrary, he's going to daven ma'ariv early. He's going to recite kriyat shma. He has not fulfilled his mitzvah of kriyat shma, but he fulfills his mitzvah of birchas kriyat shma. He's going to daven ma'ariv the exact same way we daven ma'ariv. He's going to recite birchas kriyat shma, and the last bracha is going to be Gal Yisrael. And immediately he stands up in Shmoneh Esrei, and he fulfills the mitzvah of smichus geula tefillah.
Davening Ma'ariv early is the Shmoneh Esrei. That's the Ikar of Tefillah.
Right.
So going with that, that would be Sumech Gula and Tefillah, he has the Birchas, Krishma, etc. But repeat Krishma later to be Yotze Krishma.
Correct. But why is the Ravid objecting here and claiming that you forfeited Smichus Gula Tefillah? I don't get it. You're going to recite Kriyat Shma in Birchoseh. You have not fulfilled your mitzvah of Kriyat Shma, because B'Shalbucha means you need Seis, but nevertheless you're reciting the Brachos. And the last Brachos is called Yisrael. The Ravid is not going to ask you to withhold or postpone the brachas of Kriyat Shma Gol Yisrael until after Tzeis, or to say these brachas a second time around. So he's already recited those brachas, and he immediately stood up in Shmoneh Esrei. What did he say?
It's not a rachel of a tala to say Kriyat Shma Gol Yisrael beforehand.
Correct. In other words, the Ravid would have to admit that, you know, the brachas of Kriyat Shma are part of Tefillah, so to speak. They stand on their own, independent of Kriyat Shma. But it seems from the Ravid that the Ravid holds that the din and the mitzvah of smichus geula tefillah is not just geula tefillah, but kriyat shma tefillah. In other words, the Ravid holds that kriyat shma itself has to be attached to tefillah, and that means the mitzvah of kriyat shma, which requires a certain zman. And if he's reciting kriyat shma bibod yom and he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of kriyat shma, then he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of smichus geula tefillah. And this is a pretty radical Ravid, because it undermines everything that we've been saying until now. We thought that smichus geula tefillah means the brach of Gol Yisrael has to be connected to tefillah. But now the Ravid's saying, no, kriyat shma has to be connected. How do you know that?
I'm asking, of course.
Oh! I don't know that there's any difference in between chakras and Myra, but you know, maybe this is smart.
Well, because we spoke about that yesterday, because of the hefsek. You don't have the hefsek, so because it's a hefsek, we go that it's not go out. We say, oh, it's Kriyat Shema.
Again, but we never suggested that smichus geula tefillah is going to be forfeited just because you said a chatzi kaddish. Now, we were trying to explain that the chatzi kaddish fits very well into the structure of having a matir and a nitar, as we spoke about yesterday. But certainly, the smichus geula tefillah means literally geula, and then the Gemara says Ashkiveni was also part of geula, as we discussed at great length yesterday. Now, it seems that the Mefarshim want to claim that this is not only the Shita the Ravid, But it could be that this is the sheet of Rashi, Tosfos, and many other Rishonim. And we stand in awe here of a sheet which seems so new and so revolutionary, and the Achronim claim that you can attribute that sheet not only to the Raifid, but to Rashi and Tosfos. So let's open up Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschil Ad.
Let me just ask you, what would he say about Mincha? You don't have
Kriya Shema. Well, there's no din of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Smichas Gula only applies when you have a Chiyuv of Gal Yisrael. Correct? And according to the Ravid, whenever you have a Chiyuv of Kriya Shema and Gal Yisrael. So, which Rashi did I say? Oh, yeah. Ad. So take a look. It's the second Rashi in Masechta Brachos. And Rashi says...
So far, actually, have it.
He says that we need Zman Shchiva for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, and therefore if he reads Kriyat Shema before that time, he wasn't Yotzi Shchiv. So he asks, what about our Mairiv in the Beis HaKnesses? Why are we reciting Kriyat Shema? It's way too early for Bishal Becha. And he answers that there's Aloch of Kidei Lavod B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. In other words, he's going to recite Kriyat Shema only as an introduction to Tefillah, but not as a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And then he writes, "Ulaficha chova aleinu likrosa mishetekshach." We're going to have to repeat Kriyat Shema a second time around for a different purpose, not because of Torah of Tefillah mitoch Torah, but simply to fulfill the mitzvah of Bishal Becha. And all he needs is to read the first parash. Again, there are a lot of chidushim here in this Rashi. So Rashi says that the reason why we recite Kriyat Shema in Tefillah when it's early and it's too early for Zman Kriyat Shema is because of this principle of Kidei Lamod B'Tefillah Mitoch Divrei Torah. And Rashi quotes Yerushalmi to that effect. And he's going to have to read it again, Mishatechshach. So now let's analyze Rashi's question here. Rashi wants to know, why is it that we're reading Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses, and L'chora, I have a simple answer to Rashi's question. Why are we reading Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses? His answer is very complicated, very convoluted, you know, because this halacha Yerushalmi of Tefillah Mitoch Divrei Torah. Don't we have a simpler answer to the question as to why he has to recite Kriyat Shema? And the answer is because of Smichus Gula Tefillah. Right, Tzarech L'Kayim Smichus Gula Tefillah. So he's going to recite Kriyat Shema, then he's going to recite the Brachos. He's going to finish with Gal Yisrael and immediately stand Shmona Esrei Shel Arvis. Kasher Korei Kriyat Shema B'Birchosel Kodem Tefillas Arvis. Nobody denies that before Meir, if you're going to read Kriyat Shema in Birchosel. Well, the reason why he does this is not because of the mitzvah of Tefillah Mitoch Talmud Torah, but rather for to achieve the mitzvah Smichus Gula Tefillah. V'im Yikre'enu Rak Mishetechshach Lo Kiyem Zos. If he were to read Kriyat Shema after nightfall and leave out the Birchas Kriyat Shema, he will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah Smichus Gula Tefillah. So what was bothering Rashi? Ela muchach midvarav shebaofen ze ein bekach kiyum shel smichus gula tefillah, which means the following: that if Rashi would have answered that the reason why we are reciting Kriyat Shema in Birchosel mibaod yom in Ma'ariv is because of the mitzvah smichus gula tefillah, Rashi says you haven't obtained the mitzvah smichus gula tefillah. Why? Why not? I mean, he finishes Gal Yisrael and then he recites Tefillah. Muchaka Ravid, we have to assume like the Ravid, that only within the context of Kriyat Shema do you have a mitzvah Smichus Gila Tefillah. In other words, if this Kriyat Shema is not a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the reason for that it's not B'Shal Becha, then you forfeit the Kiyum of Smichus Gila Tefillah. Again, I'm not sure why you would, you know, why would you be allowed to do such a thing? But maybe because it's Ma'ariv. But whatever it is, Rashi holds that there is no Smichus Gula Tefillah. If Rashi wanted to justify why we're reciting Kriyat Shema during the daytime, he wouldn't have to come on to this new halacha, the Yerushalmi, the principle of Torah, of tefillah mitoch Torah. He just could have simply answered that he wants to achieve the mitzvah of smichus gula tefillah. The answer is he's not going to achieve the mitzvah of smichus gula tefillah. He's forfeited that mitzvah. Why? He said Gal Yisrael, he immediately started his Shmon Esrei. But the answer is the Ravid. The Ravid says that it's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema that generates smichus gula tefillah. And that he cannot fulfill mi bo yom, no way, no how, it's not b'shal b'cha. Now we have Tosis, people are maskel me'emasai. We don't have time to go through this Tosis now. That would take us at least a half hour, if not longer. But let's see if we can get something out of Tosis. One of Tosis's objections to Rashi, when Rashi assumes that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses, you have to read it a second time around, is because he quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see if we can find that. It's about, I would say, I would say it's about halfway down the Tosfos. See if you can find it. And Tosfos quotes from Yochanan that Tzorech Lismo Ge'ula Tefillah Shel Arvis. Now, what did Tosfos find in Rabbi Yochanan? What he found in Rabbi Yochanan is that it must be that he fulfills his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. How did Tosfos know that for sure he fulfills the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema when he recites Kriyat Shema in our early Ma'ariv? It must be so, because otherwise he forfeits the mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefillah. So Tosfos again seems to be assuming that the only way you can achieve Smichus Gula Tefillah is if you're Yotze in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and therefore Tosfos proves that you can be Yotze in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Bibod Yom. Otherwise, you'd be forfeiting the kiyum of smichus gula tefillah. So again, all these rishonim seem to indicate that we paskin that kriyat shema is called geula, and in order to fulfill the mitzvah of smichus gula tefillah, you must have a fulfillment of the chova, the mitzvah of kriyat shema. Now, the Tur writes in Orach Chaim Sima Mem Vav, with regard to our minog of what we say before tefillah, he says, "Lefichach anu chayyavim lahodos lecha." These are some of the paragraphs that we recite way before tefillah, and then he writes, "The omrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." And then he quotes Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that after he says Shema Yisrael, he should recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. And he had kavana to fulfill his chiyuv of kriyat shema. Why? Mishum shepa'amim. So imagine, if you open up your siddur, you will see early in the siddur, way before karbanos even, that we say kriyat shema, and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says we also had baruch shem kvod malchus olam vayed. I don't know if you have that minute, but you'll see it in the siddurim. It's based on the Tur. And the Tur says that he should have in mind when he recites that paragraph of Kriyat Shema that he's fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Mishum shel pa'amim, sometimes kishaomrim piyutim bibirchas Kriyat Shema misakvim mikriyat aliachar zmana. So he's never actually sure and certain that he'll get to Kriyat Shema on time. So better that he has kavana earlier, when it's certainly within the zman of Kriyat Shema, the iskavin lotzeis bo yidei chovas Kriyat Shema. And the Rama actually codifies this Tur in Orach Chaim Sima Mem Vav. So the Vilna Gaon, who writes his comments on the Tur, says, Li nirisha ein nachon bozel lotzeis below brachos. He says, how can you recite Kriyat Shema early after the Lefichach without reciting Birchas Kriyat Shema and have kavana to be yotze? And then he adds, "V'gam machma zelo yismach gula tefillah." That if he has in mind to be yotze in the midst of Kriyat Shema early in the morning before he davens, then he won't fulfill the mitzvah smichus gula tefillah. So the Mishnah Brura asks the following question. He says, "What's he talking about? Of course, he's going to be somach gula tefillah. He's going to be somach gula tefillah when he gets to Birchas Kriyat Shema. even though he was yotzei Kriyat Shema earlier when he had kavanah to recite Kriyat Shema, that's not going to be mafkia the kiyum of smichus gula tefila. So the Pri Yitzchak, who is later than the Chofetz Chaim, trying to remember his last name, he was from the city in Russia, what's it called? St. Petersburg, right? He was St. Petersburg. So his last name escapes me for a second, but he was called Rabbi Itzel of Petersburg. That's what they called him. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Itzel of Petersburg. His stepson from another marriage was Rabbi Tzipestein, who was the Masmich in Yeshiva University. Anyway, so the Pri Yitzchak writes that Midivrei Agra, what do we learn from this comment of the Gaon? Shebi ofen ze eino mekayim smichus gula tefila. Why? Because eino kriyat shma sheyotze bo yedei chovaso. The only kriyat shma with which you can use as this tool to fulfill smichus gula tefila is the kriyat shma that with that kriya you fulfill your chova of kriyat shma. If you've already fulfilled your chova of kriyat shma earlier, then you forfeit the mitzvah of smichus gula tefila. And we saw that in the Ravid and Rashi and other Rishonim. So the Gaon here is not an original revolution. So Rabosai, I would be very careful when I recite Kriyat Shema, if you have that in the paragraph in the Siddur very, very early, even before Karbonos, to be careful not to have Kavana to be Yotze Kriyat Shema, because of all these Shitas of Rishonim in the Gaon, that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah smichus gula tefila if you've already been yotzei kriyat shema. Which is really, when you think about it, very interesting, because if that be the case, why would I want to daven ma'ariv early? Because by davening ma'ariv early, I forfeit the mitzvah of kriyat shema. Unless I hold like Tosfos, that we paskin that you can recite kriyat shema or b'shal b'cha even before nightfall, right? Because there are five shittas in Tanoim as to when is the earliest time for kriyat shema shal arvis. So whereas Tosfos says that the kriyat shema shal arvis mibod yom is a fulfillment of b'shal b'cha, Rashi holds it's not, because it's before Tzeis HaKochavim, and you're going to only fulfill the mitzvah of kriyat shema later with kriyat shema l'amita, and Tosfos rejects that. But if you hold like Rashi, and many Rishonim seem to accept Rashi, that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of kriyat shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, then in early Ma'ariv, you're really in trouble. Why? Because you're going to tell me, well, I'll say kriyat shema later on, right? They make an announcement, and they say, in one of the Sephardic shuls here in the neighborhood, immediately after they finish Ma'ariv, they clap a petition, they ask everyone to sit down and recite Kriyat Shema, but nevertheless you would forfeit the mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefillah. That's not good news, because Smichus Gula Tefillah is only with Ma'ariv itself, with Kriyat Shema itself. Now I'd like to understand how Smichus Gula Tefillah is fulfilled through Kriyat Shema. Unless, Reuven, we're going to go with your approach, that the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Smichus Gula Tefila means to conjoin Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim with Shmon Esrei, with Amidah. But that's a very difficult preposition, because that third paragraph of Kriyat Shema is not really Kriyat Shema, it's really Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Do you follow my point? Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say, according to these Rishonim, if you were to recite, let's say, two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, the two parashas, leaving out the third parasha, and you would not fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, could you still obtain the mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefillah, either by reciting the Bracha of Kol Yisrael, or even without the Bracha of Yisrael, with Kriyat Shema itself? So we really have a fundamental issue here. If these Rishonim are of the opinion that you need Kriyat Shema b'chiyuva in order to set up Smichus Gula Tefillah, the question is why? Why is that so? So again, he has a long essay here, which we don't have time for. I'm just trying to skim the headings here, the paragraphs, and see if at any point he tries to explain the shita logically. He says, "Yesh ladun b'divrei ha'ravid, etc. Ha'im mekayim smichus gula tefillah b'kach shekorei parshiyos shma." Afim eini yotzi de chovasim mikomakom moil mishum shalemaisa kori inyan geula oshem mitzad kriyas aparshios eino moil kaven she eino kriyat shma shel chova ulechovra muchach midivei arayvid sheikar smichus geula l'tfila hu mikoach habrachos. Okay, that's a steer in the arayvid. But again, if we're assuming that he needs Kriyat Shema Shel Chova, and in the Beis HaKnesses he's not Mekayim that, in the case of Ma'ariv, then how is he going to obtain the Kiyum of Smichus Gula Tefillah? Furthermore, he has a whole discussion about Nashim, because Nashim are Pturos from Kriyat Shema. How do they fulfill Smichus Gula Tefillah?
Well, the whole the
mitzvah,
we talk about the mitzvah of tefillah. That's not one that's out of mitzvah.
Right.
Right.
But
so, if women, it's a question mark. Women have an obligation in tefillah.
Right.
So
right. Yeah, let's assume women are obligated in tefillah, or at least they have a kiyum of tefillah. So perhaps the smicha school of tefillah is within the context of tefillah, as you say. So I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to just try to reiterate the question that we're left with. You know, we're still hanging in the air here. Maybe tomorrow we'll have an answer to this question. But it would seem that there's a whole school of thought in the Rishonim that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefillah, you have to do so by reading Kriyat Shema as a chova. And we're not sure of the logic behind that, and also we're pretty nervous then about davening Ma'ariv early when it's before Bishalba. So believe that, then we'll try to answer those questions tomorrow. What do you say?
That's makes it very difficult. Because assuming you're living in a place where two Ma'ariv is late. For example, Andrew Duff, you're me at 6 o'clock in the morning. If I go to the late Ma'ariv, I'll never make this show at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
My Ma'ariv isn't a Ma'ariv.
Again, so
I've got a choice between doing a Ma'ariv on my own or Ma'ariv.
No, what we're saying is Ma'ariv you should daven with the tzibur, and you're going to certainly fulfill the mitzvah of Ma'ariv, and that's because, as the Rambam says, they were making on the zman of Ma'ariv because it's only a rishus. But the question I have for you is, are you mekayim the mitzvah of smichus gula
tefillah?
That's what I'm nervous about. So wait till tomorrow. You know, hopefully by tomorrow we'll have some answer to this question. Right now I want to leave it as an open-ended question.
But now you're not going to come back at all. You're going to go to this appointment and that's it.
I'll be back at 12:30 for my shir in Chulin. I usually give a shir above Metzia at... what time is that? At 11:45. But I don't think I'm going to be back. The appointment is at 11:30, and it's in another part of town.